Finally today, we're going to end with a treat, some comedy from a Boston comedy veteran. When Jimmy Tingle went back to school, he was in his 50s, and he had a great discovery. He made a great discovery. It wasn't that he got a student ID at a senior discount, though he admits that was a nice perk. When Tingle went to Harvard's Kennedy School of Government to get his master's, he realized that he could use his comedy to promote important causes. He calls that enterprise Humor for Humanity. And that's the name of his show, which he'll be performing later this week on New Year's Eve at the Wilbur Theater. And we're pleased to welcome him back to Radio Boston. Jimmy, it's great to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Great to see you, Anthony. Thank you so much, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, indeed. So tell us briefly about Humor for Humanity, what exactly it is, how it started.
Well, when I was at school, at the Kennedy School, I had been a comic for 30 years, and all of a sudden I'm in this institution, and I'm surrounded by people who are unbelievably motivated, very idealistic, very committed to the work, but they're very rarely, a lot of them are very rarely on television, on radio, or in the cultural conversation, so to speak, even though they're doing great work. And I was thinking of going maybe into politics or doing something different. I said, you know what? The names that kept coming up in our classrooms were names like Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert. And it just really dawned on me, not being in academia, the cultural influence that entertainment has in our society. And I said, if I can combine entertainment and use it for purposes beyond just entertainment, to me, that would be a great balance to strike. So that's what I'm trying to do with Humor for Humanity, and my mission statement is more than entertainment, raising spirits, funds, and awareness for nonprofits, charities, and social causes. Our mission is your mission, Humor for Humanity. Humor in helping, humor in healing, humor in hope. Ha, ha, ha.
So, Jimmy, I got to ask you about this, because you've been doing this for a long time, as you mentioned. You and I both have, if not grayer hair, a little less than once upon a time.
Especially right here in the back.
Yeah, but
right
actually, there, I got to say, your hairline's looking pretty good, so I shouldn't have even brought that up. But no, here's my question.
Yeah.
I've always appreciated your sense of humor, but how do you sort of stay focused on humor in times that can seem sort of antithetical to humor? I mean, there's so much bleakness out there.
Well, if you just go by, and I understand how people can have that perception, if you just go by the headlines,
right. It
seems doom and gloom all the time. Yeah. Everything, the weather, the wind chill factor, they tell us exactly how cold we are. It's 19 degrees out today.
But it feels even worse.
It feels like when the wind blows, it feels like it's 34 degrees below zero.
Right.
You know, so it's easy, but there's so many positive things. And that was the best thing that came out of my experience at the Kennedy School. There's so many good people doing so much good work on so many levels in this country and around the world. It's mind-boggling. And unfortunately, you know, the negative stuff usually is the things we have to pay attention to. And it's not a criticism of the press. I mean, it's just the way it is. But there's a ton of people doing great stuff, and we're constantly making progress. Mm. I mean, just look at this year, right? When the Pope came here this year, that was a fascinating moment, and he highlighted certain Americans. He highlighted Thomas Merton. He highlighted Abraham Lincoln and Martin Luther King. And Martin Luther King had this beautiful quote. He said, "The moral arc of the universe is long, but it bends towards justice."
Wonderful quote.
And you just look at this last year. Look at the Supreme Court rulings, right? Same-sex marriage, legal and constitutional in every state in this country. Huge step forward, right? The Affordable Care Act, legal and constitutional in every state in this country. Huge step forward. The Confederate flag coming down over southern capitals all over this country. Huge step forward. Now, Donald Trump running for president, a few steps backwards. So sometimes it's a couple steps forwards and a couple steps backwards. That's just the way it goes. And that's the way political progress is, and that's the way human progress is, right?
Well, you mentioned the weather. This is the first day of that has actually felt like winter. So how do you get your head around preparing for what could be? Maybe it's not going to be as bad as last winter, but hey, winter's back. Woke up this morning. I actually had to shovel sort of wet snow and slush off my driveway today.
Right.
Didn't feel great.
Well, the thing about last winter, okay, and look at it, it was the worst winter ever, of course. And the worst thing for me was people started to get antsy and kind of turn on each other. And me, in particular, Anthony, Mr. Humor for Humanity, Mr. Humanitarian, I found myself snapping on people. I saw a woman pulling into my parking space. I said, "Excuse me, miss. Excuse me. That's my space. Excuse me, miss. With all due respect, it took me 3 hours to shovel it out. That's my space. Excuse me. I don't care if we're married. That's my space. That is my space. It's about time you got a shovel and got your own space. And we can discuss this at dinner.
And that was a good day in your household, right?
We had a lot of fun.
All right. Well, so what do you have planned for 2016? Humor for Humanity, podcasts, more shows? What's going
to
happen
this
year?
I'm just going to try to get the podcast up and running. I'm going to try to just figure out a way to partner with nonprofits and social causes and individuals to try to give them voice. That's the whole thing that came out of the Kennedy School, was that there's so many people doing such great work and they need to be heard. And one of the my idea is to allow people a platform to be heard and to make it sustainable in terms of business. Because everybody says, how are you going to pay for this? That's the next challenge, Anthony.
All right. Well, that's the next challenge. Jimmy Tingle, comedian and founder of Humor for Humanity. He'll be performing at the Wilbur on New Year's Eve later this week. You can find more information at radioboston.org, including how to get tickets. Jimmy, thanks so much for coming in. Have a really happy new year.
Thank you so much, Anthony. And just so you know, 10% of the net proceeds will benefit Globe Santa on my New Year's Eve show.
All right, that's it for today. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.